Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A deadly shooting in a BJ's parking lot in Brooklyn last night. 1010 Winds Samantha Liebman has a story in this live report from the scene in Bath Beach.
And Kathleen, police still guarding the entrance to this BJ's, but a suspect is in custody after the deadly shooting outside the wholesale club on Shore Parkway. Police say a 19-year-old Derek Chen was in the parking lot at about 10:15 last night when the 18-year-old suspect stole his backpack. Chen tried to get it back. A struggle ensued, and he was shot in the shoulder and the face. The suspect not getting very far. Police nabbing him before he had a chance to leave. A gun was recovered. Chen taken to NYU Langone, Brooklyn, where he was pronounced dead. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Bath Beach, Brooklyn.
Monkeypox is now a national emergency.
The official announcement came from Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra.
I will be declaring a public health emergency on monkeypox.
The declaration will free up federal funding and resources to fight the virus.
We urge every American to take monkeypox seriously and to take responsibility to help us tackle this virus.
The action comes a week after the World Health Organization declared monkeypox a global health emergency. More than 99% of the cases involve men who have had sex with other men.
That is correspondent Steve Futterman reporting. In New York, the cases are still on the rise, with more than 1,700 in the state and
1,600 cases now, days after Mayor Adams declared an emergency. And after folks like Scott struggled online to get a vaccine appointment.
There are a few that pop up, and then when you go through the questionnaire, by the time you're at the end, it's gone.
The shots are being given here in Chelsea and elsewhere, and the city received 23,000 doses for appointments beginning Thursday evening. Dooley, who spent weeks scheduling his shot, says we should do better.
More appointments, more service, more resistance. Like, you help people out. It's public health.
More vaccines?
Yeah.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Chelsea.
There's also new reason to worry about polio. The Centers for Disease Control says the virus has been found in Orange County wastewater weeks after a confirmed case in Rockland. This finding is health officials concerned about more community spread in the Hudson Valley. Orange County Health Commissioner Dr. Irina Gelman.
When you combine the findings in wastewater in Orange County with the fact that there has been a confirmed case of polio in a contiguous county in Rockland County, that definitely is cause for concern.
Now, Orange County officials say they have a much lower polio vaccination rate than the state average, and that makes them more vulnerable. The state health department says the finding underscores the need to get every New York adult and child vaccinated against polio, especially in the greater New York metro area. Well, that's gotta hurt. A Brooklyn pizza shop owner who took an Aaron Judge foul ball to the head is making some demands. 1010 Winds Glenn Chuck with the story from Greenpoint.
He may not be as famous as Aaron Judge, but Paul Giannone, the owner of Pauly G's Pizza here in Greenpoint, at the Yankee game Tuesday night, he actually did get an Aaron Judge souvenir, but not the way he had hoped.
I saw that he had a pop-up. It looked like it might have been coming to our area, so I stood up to try to look for the ball, see how close it was, and as I lifted my head, it hit me on the head.
He had to be treated for a concussion at the hospital. Pauly says he was told he'd hear from the Yankees, but never did. Now he wants Judge come by his pizzeria and sign the ball.
I hope I get the opportunity to, you know, have him sign the ball. And, you know, if not, it's not a big deal. I just thought I'd, you know, take this opportunity.
But so far, no word from the Bronx Bombers. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here in Brooklyn.
Well, it sure sounded bad. A woman bleeding from her face, leaning out of a tractor trailer and calling for help, then dragged back into the cab by the driver who took off down Route 130 in New Jersey. When a witness reported that to South Brunswick police and they saw video of the woman in the cab, it triggered a massive search and a lot of concern for the woman. But when they managed to track it down, the story turned out to be something else entirely. The woman was riding with the trucker, who she knew, and was standing in the cab when she fell and hit her head, police say. That caused the bleeding. When she called out for help, the driver pulled her back in because he was taking her for first aid. Police put all of this together with the woman's selfies and texts during the ordeal, and neither she nor the trucker had any idea there was a massive search going on. She's okay. Nobody's facing charges. And South Brunswick Deputy Chief James Ryan says he's glad it ended this way.
Too often in our profession, outcomes of stories are sad. The fact that she's safe, the fact that we have all the parties here, we'll take success when we can.
And Ryan says it shows that if everybody rallies around an issue, there can be a positive outcome.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.